This is Rock Talk with Bob Reed and Blair Peckham. Breaking news and stimulating talk. News Talk 1010.
Hello there, Blair.
Hello, Bob.
Lots of musical friends coming in this week.
Yes. Well, it is Rock Talk, after all.
It is.
Yes.
So we're going to be rocking as much as we're talking
no
this week.
No golfers in this week.
No.
Or tennis players. Just musicians.
Hey, someday. You never know.
That's true.
Steve Goldberger is one of those musical friends coming in. You guys go way back.
Eh? Way back to 1979 was when I met Steve. Yeah, so we played together way back when, and we're still playing music together now.
So we'll look forward to hearing about his new CD and getting a live performance from the two of you. You're going to play with him, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
That'll be great.
Rock Talk with Bob Reed and Blair Peckham continues. Breaking news and stimulating talk. News Talk 1010.
Don't you lose that light in your eyes. You're never too old to love.
There's a track from a new CD called, I love this, The Goldberger Variations. By our friend Steve Goldberger. He appears, Blair, as you know, because you're a fairly regular consort down there.
A stalwart, I think.
Yeah, well put. Every Saturday night with the Niagara Rhythm Section at Cork's down in Niagara-on-the-Lake. And he's here in town in Toronto every Monday night with his pal Steve Grisbook at Highway 61 on Bayview Avenue, just around the corner from me. And I finally got there for the first time just recently and loved it.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
Oh, it rocks, and these guys rock. They rock the room. They rock the barbecue.
Yeah.
Now, you and I were in a band together first in 1979. That's 31 years ago. It's 91 years ago. No, 31 years ago.
We're not that old.
No, we're not. Well, we were really young then. We were both about 5 years old. And but that band was called Sensible Shoes. I made up the slogan, which was a bunch of heels with a lot of soul. Get it?
Clever.
Yeah, and then we were in another band called Formula One, and then that band morphed into Goldilocks and the Bagels.
That's right.
That was good. So you're clearly not afraid of having a goofy band name, which is good, but now you're with the Niagara Rhythm Section, which sounds so stately. It sounds like a bank or something. So what's up with that?
Well, it's basically a backup band. We have a different guest every week, so I thought the name kind of works, and we have at least two or three drummers every night with the band, so there's a lot of rhythm.
There is a lot of rhythm. Yeah, that band is so good, and for folks who are listening not in the Niagara region, I think it's worth the drive. It really is a fun night down at Cork's, not just when I'm there.
It's always fun.
It's always fun, yeah. Now, you're basically a Toronto guy, but how did the Niagara connection begin?
My wife and I started going there just for weekends or the odd day to see a Shaw Festival show or whatever, and one day she just said, you know, I could live here, and we started looking around for a place and just to go up on weekends or just for a night.
So you didn't just drop her off. I mean, okay, go ahead, live here.
I said, sure, see ya.
Enjoy yourself.
So we found this little place, and it just became like a monster to us. We had to be there. Like we go for an afternoon. We just go whenever we could. And so I started finding gigs there and meeting musicians, and it just mushroomed into this wonderful thing. And now I try and spend like at least 4 days a week there.
There's a lot of talent in that region.
There's a lot of talent.
Yeah. You have a great band of people who are, some of whom are transplanted Torontonians as well, but a number of whom are from the district.
Steve Goldberger is in the studio with us. And now in the 70s, you were with a country rock band called Black Creek. How did you end up moving more towards roots music? Was that something that was always on your radar?
That was always on my radar. I mean, and in Black Creek, we did a lot of, you know, it was basically a folk rock band with a banjo and fiddle and steel guitar, and we'd take pop songs and countrify them.
I remember that, yeah.
And we had a lot of fun playing all the rock bars, and we were too rocky for the country bars and too country for the rock bars, but it didn't matter. We would win people over every night.
Should have called the band Betwixt and Between.
That's
or
right.
Something
right.
Like that.
That would have been right with those band names of the era, too.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Black Creek is a cooler name, but
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, I agree. Steve Goldberger is with us. His new CD is The Goldberger Variations, and you guys are going to play for us when we come back, right?
That's right.
Awesome. So stick around for that. More when Rock Talk returns.
Stay young, keep your wheels in motion.
Stay young with your rock and rolling. All the best things in life are free. Bob Reed and Blair Peckham on News Talk 1010.
If you've got lace and pretty flowers, give your baby, get her under your powers. If you've got silks and sweet perfumes, you know she might come up to your room.
And we are back talking and about to get rocking with Steve Goldberger. A little bit more there from his new CD, The Goldberger Variations, and he's in studio with me and Blair.
The new CD, unlike most of your other releases, has a lot of covers on it, a lot of songs by other writers. What led you to do that?
Well, I've been doing cover songs in bands for the last 30 years or so, and I just, you know, there's so many great songs out there and so many songwriters that I really admire, a lot of Canadian songwriters that I just felt it was time to do some of my favorite songs, and I guess I've been lazy, too, when it comes to writing.
Well, you know, in a way, there are a lot of great songs out there, and you sort of think, when I'm writing, I always think, does the world need this song, you know? And in some cases, I think about my songs, yes, it does. But in other cases, I think, not so much. So I think that's an admirable decision. Beautiful choice of songs, though. I mean, you know, The Beach Boys, God Only Knows, what a great song. And that great Rodney Carrell song, Ain't Living Long Like This.
I've been singing that one since like the early 80s in bands. And
yeah.
Stuff, so I figured, okay, we'll throw it down.
Yeah, why not? And the Bob Dylan song, The Times They Are Changing, the beautiful version of that.
And it's such a timeless song, you know, like yeah. Everything in it is so relevant today.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true. Yeah. And then there's the Willie P. Bennett song. And then, of course, there's a song by my former partner, Arlene Bishop, and myself, a song called Weird to You, which is cool.
It's a great song. And again, I heard it the first time when we played it live at Cork's.
Oh, cool.
The Anchorage.
That's great. Right. Yeah, yeah. I think we should play that song now. Play my song, Steve.
Sounds good.
I concur. I want to hear it because I know your version, Blair, from your first album, but I want to hear the Goldberger treatment here, Variation.
Indeed the Goldberger Variation, and I would like to note that both of us have colds, so we'll be croaking it out a bit, I think.
But I think you guys will do just fine.
Yeah.
Here they are, Blair and Steve Goldberger, live on Rock Talk.
Doesn't it seem weird to you? The more unlikely, the more it's true. Like stepping through a looking glass now, baby. Everything is upside down, but as long as I have you around, this world of ours just doesn't seem so crazy. Is it chemical? Do I feel the pull of your mood? Is it gravity or insanity that brought you here tonight? Doesn't it seem weird to you? The more unlikely, the more it's true. Like stepping through a looking glass now, baby. Everything is upside down, but as long as I have you around, this world of ours just doesn't seem so crazy.
Just me applauding. I'm the sole member. Usually Steve Blair and I give a round of applause for whoever's performing, but it's not fair this time.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like it. It's that it would be presumptuous of me to be applauding for a song that I wrote. But I really love the version that you do of that song, and I'm very complimented that you chose to record it.
And thanks for playing on it, too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
singing.
Yeah.
Steve, you're on a studio down in Niagara-on-the-Lake as well, the Shed.
That's right.
How's that going? Is it you keeping busy with that?
I'm busy enough. I'm working mostly on my own projects and things I'm producing with other people. And
yeah, it's a beautiful little place. I mean, it's called The Shed. How do people find you? Do they find you separately for The Shed, or do they just look at your website? Or?
Either the website or word of mouth.
So the website, of course, is stevegoldberger.com.
That's all E's, B-E-R-G-E-R.
Right.
And the CD is The Goldberger Variations. Again, great title. And one more time, you can catch Steve with the Niagara Rhythm Section every Saturday night in Niagara-on-the-Lake at Cork's a lovely little spot, and an equally cool venue in Toronto, Highway 61 on Bayview Avenue. You're there on Monday nights with Steve Grisbook. Stevie Jeebies, are you still calling yourselves
that? We're not
really
calling ourselves that anymore.
I remember seeing that.
It was a little too cutesy, I think. But.
Too cutesy for you? This is a guy who was in a band called Goldilocks and the Bagels.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Astonishing.
Too cutesy.
Well, thanks for making the trip, Steve.
Thanks
best of luck to
me.
You. All right. We've got to call it a show on that note, Blair.
We do indeed.
We're out of time.
That's right.
Thanks to you and to all of our guests. Thanks, Scott Gill and Master Control for technical production. We return as usual next weekend at the same time. Take care.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better